Monday, October 21st, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. This morning, Governor Doug Burgum signed an executive order declaring a statewide flood emergency, paving the way for requests for federal assistance. The request comes after Burgum and other state officials attended meetings today with local officials in Fargo, Grand Forks, Jamestown, and Fessenden to hear firsthand about the potentially devastating impacts of the wet weather. A man who walked into a Moorhead bank in broad daylight this spring and got away with money has been arrested. Moorhead police announced today that 51-year-old Robert Evans was taken into custody October 18th in Marietta, Ohio. Evans had been on the FBI's most wanted list for robbing Gate City Bank in May. He is currently being held on federal charges and warrants. North Dakota Senator Ole Larson took to Facebook to post a long debunked photo that claims to be Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar holding a weapon at an Al-Qaeda training camp. The picture is an Associated Press photo taken at a Mogadishu military training camp in 1978 before Omar was born. Representative Larson of Minot went on to call Omar an elected terrorist in the comments section of his post. Authorities say fire has gutted a family-owned furniture store that has been a fixture on Main Street in Aberdeen since 1945. No injuries were reported from the Saturday night blaze at Malcho's Home Furnishings building, which had 17 apartments on the second floor. The American News reports that the fire was reported just after 6 p.m. and flames were even shooting out of the north side of the second floor. Bud Malcho opened the store in 1945. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.